From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. President Barack Obama delivered a statement on Guantanamo earlier today from the White House. His administration is presenting to U.S. lawmakers his plan to close a controversial military prison.
For many years, it's been clear that the detention facility at Guantanamo Bay does not advance our national security. It undermines it. This is not just my opinion. This is the opinion of experts. This is the opinion of many in our military. It's counterproductive to our fight against terrorists because they use it as propaganda in their efforts to recruit. It drains military resources. With nearly $450 million spent last year alone to keep it running.
Meanwhile, the U.S. Defense Department is expected to deliver a report to Congress Tuesday on how to close a military detention center at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. You can read more on the president's comments at voanews.com. Syria said Tuesday it accepts a ceasefire plan proposed by the United States and Russia that would begin on Saturday. A government statement said the military will continue its operations against the Islamic State and al-Qaeda-linked groups. A water crisis in India's capital will take up to 2 weeks to fix, according to authorities there Tuesday. Taps ran dry after protesters sabotaged a canal to demand better treatment for their caste. Jat caste groups have called out their protests on Monday after the government in the state of Haryana accepted their demands following days of riots, arson, and looting that saw troops deployed. This is VOA News. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says Burundi President Pierre Nkurunziza has agreed to begin talks with opposition leaders to bring an end to a nearly year-long political crisis. Mr. Ban announced a breakthrough Tuesday in the capital of Bujumbura.
I was very much encouraged that the political leaders, whether they are sitting in government, ruling party, or opposition, they promised that they will engage in inclusive dialogue. This is what President Nkurunziza also confirmed, that he will be engaging in inclusive dialogue.
Mr. Ban's visit comes a month after a UN Security Council delegation traveled to the country to press for negotiations among Nkurunziza and his opponents. Greece has filed a formal protest with Austria over its recent actions involving the migrant crisis. The Greek foreign ministry summoned the Austrian ambassador to Athens to express anger over Vienna's decision to limit the number of asylum applications, which could leave thousands of migrants stranded in Greece. On Monday, Greek police began removing hundreds of migrants from a camp at the country's border with Macedonia. A Swedish doctor has been sentenced to 10 years in prison for abducting a woman and locking her in a homemade bunker for 6 days. In a unanimous verdict, a Stockholm court found 38-year-old Martin Trenenberg guilty of drugging and abducting the woman. The prosecutor said Trenenberg planned to hold the woman as his girlfriend in a specially constructed bunker behind his home. Direct peace talks between the Afghan government and Taliban-led insurgent groups are expected to start by the first week of March, and Pakistan has offered to host the negotiations. The announcement followed a meeting Tuesday in Kabul of diplomats from Afghanistan, Pakistan, China, and the United States. It's part of efforts to promote the Afghan peace process. The quadrilateral coordination group member states invite all Taliban and other groups to participate through authorized representatives in the first round of direct peace talks that's to take place the first week of March. Supporters of Apple and its objections to helping the FBI break into an iPhone used by a mass shooter are planning protests in more than 40 cities Tuesday, including the FBI's headquarters in Washington. A digital rights group called Fight for the Future is organizing the events at Apple stores in places such as New York, Minneapolis, Hong Kong, and London. Chocolate giant Mars Tuesday ordered a massive recall of Mars and Snickers bar, as well as Milky Way minis in Germany and the Netherlands after a plastic was found in a product. More details at voanews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.